Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
But Steve, thank you for taking the time to join us, Coach.
Hey, thanks for having me, JR.
Absolutely. I mean, out of everything that we've seen over the weekend, and you know what? Forget the weekend. Throughout the entire tournament, what has stood out to you the most?
I mean, you got to say NC State. I mean, it's a ridiculous story when you think about it. Here's a coach that had a good chance of being let go once the ACC tournament was done. They're down 8 points to Louisville in the first round of the ACC tournament, win that game. They're playing Virginia. Virginia's got a three-point lead. They miss a free throw with 5 seconds to go. They bank in a 37-foot shot, and now here they are in the Final Four. It's a ridiculous story when you think about it. I mean, somebody asked me today, like, who's playing with house money? I said, well, NC State's playing with more house money than anybody in the history of the tournament.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Steve Lapis is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. We even have DJ Burns catching the attention of Nikola Jokic. When you see DJ Burns play, does he remind you of anybody, or is he just like one of a kind with his size?
You know, it's a great question, and he's like one of a kind in terms of the way he's built physically, because he is built more like a football player, you would think, than a basketball player, but he's so agile and has such great feet. And usually a guy that size, you know, we're talking 270, 280, that, you know, to move his feet the way he does and to have such a soft touch, he's a lefty and has that soft touch off the glass with that left hand. I mean, he really is, and that's one thing that Kevin Keats told us numerous times. He said, the kid's like a teddy bear. Because I asked, I said, hey, you know, you think this kid could play football? You know, and I'm not saying he can't play basketball, and basketball's going to be a little tough because, you know, he's 6'9", he's got to play inside. In the NBA, the guys are huge. So I asked about football. He said, I don't know. He's like a teddy bear. And, you know, that's a great thing. He's great with the fans at NC State after games, with the little kids and everybody. It really is a great story.
No, absolutely. Steve Lapis is joining us of CBS Sports. Well, you think about North Carolina State getting ready to take on Purdue. There's another giant guy who they're going to go out there and oppose this Saturday, and that's Zach Edey. And a lot of people have varying opinions on what he is or what he can do at the next level. What do you think about Zach and the time he spent to develop at Purdue?
First of all, you know, anybody who says that Zach Edey is just big, it's ridiculous. Because to be as big as he is and have the touch that he has and have the way he's able to, maneuver in the lane and get to a point where he could block a shot and move around. This kid is an athlete. He plays 30 plus minutes at 7'4" without being tired. I mean, he is an athlete, and he has really been so good, and obviously something that nobody else you know, really can get used to dealing with because he's so big.
Nice.
But Zach Edey, obviously a tremendous difference maker on both ends of the floor. And the fact that he's such a focal point gets other guys open because you always have him in the back of your mind. He's the focal point of your game plan. And when you have that, these other guys know how to play off of it, especially because they have like four 40% plus three-point shooters around them. So the space is there, and he is just a dominant force.
Yeah, basketball analyst and former coach Steve Lapis is here. When we take a look at North Carolina State and Purdue, who do you think will advance and head over to the championship game on Monday?
Well, there's no doubt I think Purdue, and not taking anything away from NC State, I think this is going to be a really hard game for DJ Burns to score a significant amount of points inside because of Zach. And, you know, he's going to be, you know, from a size standpoint, it's going to be tough. And the thing about it is Zach Edey, you can let DJ Burns even get to a good spot in the low post, and he's just so much bigger than him, just get his arms up, and he's going to make it hard. And the other thing about NC State is DJ Horn is their best perimeter shooter, and the other guys are inconsistent. I just don't think they have enough in this game to overcome a DJ Burns not having a big game. I think it's going to be hard for them to overcome that against this Purdue team.
Yeah, when you take a look at the other game, this one might be also very clear as to what might happen. What are your thoughts on Alabama and UConn?
A little more sketchy, and let me just say this. UConn has been so good in the NCAA tournament, so good for a long time this year. And I'm not picking against them. I think they're going to win the game. But Alabama's dangerous because they make 11 threes a game. So if Alabama happens to be able to come out and make 15 or 16 threes, this game can get a little dicey. Now, the problem is Alabama not great defensively. So, you know, you can't give UConn easy looks because UConn will score 95 on you if you do that. So if Alabama shoots extremely well and their defense is better than it's been, you know, it's been okay in the NCAA tournament. During the season, it wasn't great. They give up 80 points a game. Then you got something. But I think it's going to be hard for them. If their plan is we're going to outscore UConn, I don't think that's going to happen without them playing much better defensively. But that's the two games, this one has the biggest question mark to me only because of Alabama's ability to make many threes.
Yes, Steve Lapis is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, Coach Hurley has done a lot of – he's been very vocal, let's put it that way, just over the past season, here throughout the tournament. Is it mind games? Is he having fun? I mean, from your perspective as a coach to another one, what do you think about a lot of his commentary post-game?
I think – you know, Danny grew up in Jersey City. He's a hard scrabble kid. You know, he grew up the hard way. I mean, his father was a great dad, no doubt, was a probation officer in Jersey City. So, I mean, Danny did not grow up with a silver spoon. So Danny is going to say things that Danny wants to say. That's him. He's a tough street kid. And, you know, and that's a big reason why that team plays the way they play. They play hard as can be on every possession. They take a lot of pride in that. He also obviously is a tremendous X and O guy. He grew up with this. You know, I remember going to that gym there to recruit Bob Hurley senior players, and Danny was like 10, 11 years old, and he'd be in games playing with guys like Michael Corrin that were already playing the NBA. I mean, we're talking about big-time games, and he was like 10 years old, and he was playing in those games. So this guy's been, you know, subjected and involved in this for so long. He doesn't think anything of it, and he just is doing what he was kind of born to do.
Hey, Steve, I think I can make the assumption that you got UConn winning it all.
Yeah, I have UConn winning it all, no doubt. I think of the two games this weekend, I think Purdue has the easier one. I could be wrong. And I think ultimately, in the end, UConn definitely is going to be winning it all.
Yeah, well, they're going to go up there and cut those nets, I think, about 7 days from now, next Monday, I could see that going down in Phoenix. I think that's what most people expect. But before we get there, before we let you go, I do have to ask you about the matchup in a game that's going to take place in about 30 minutes from now between Iowa and then also LSU. Do you ever recall at any point this much attention being paid to women's basketball, at least on a college level?
No, I never. And the truth is, I mean, people are talking about, you know, what are the ratings going to be for this game? People are excited about this game. This game could do numbers from a rating standpoint that nobody ever expected from a women's basketball game. It really is. It's great for basketball. It's great for the women's game, what's going on. Caitlin Clark has been great for the women's game. So, I mean, this is a high point, and all it does is help basketball in general. And I'm so happy for the women because, I mean, I'm good friends with Gina Auriemma. I've known her for a long time. And it's just great for the women to get this kind of exposure, publicity, and it should be a heck of a game.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Well, Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. Enjoy the game and enjoy the rest of the games too, okay? Where can people follow and keep up with you?
Well, I'm on Twitter at @FSTLapis. And we're gonna be having studio shows this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on CBS Sports Network. So, I tell you what show is really good. Our Friday show, they're all good, but our Friday show is the practice show where we're at the practices at the Final Four, and we're on for 4 hours. And I believe we're on from 2 to 6 local time here, Eastern time, 11 to 3 there. And it's a great show, really. We're there with the four teams that practice 1 hour each, and it's a really good, informative show.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much. We're looking forward to it, okay?
Thank you so much, JR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.